You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Marshall with NewsHour. The United Nations has formally rejected massive compensation claims after it was alleged that peacekeepers introduced a cholera epidemic in Haiti 2 years ago. About 8,000 people have died in the cholera epidemic in Haiti since it started in late 2010. An expert said last year it most likely emanated from a camp in Haiti for newly arrived UN soldiers from Nepal. I spoke to Martin Nezerki, a spokesman for the UN Secretary General, and asked him what the basis was for the UN rejecting this claim.
Well, what we've announced today is that the United Nations has advised the claimants' representatives that the claims are not receivable. And that's pursuant to Section 29 of the Convention on the Privileges and Immunities of the United Nations. What we have also done is to underscore the work that the United Nations and others have been doing with the people and the government of Haiti to provide treatment and improve water and sanitation facilities and to strengthen prevention and early warning. And the Secretary General has again expressed his profound sympathy for the terrible suffering caused by the cholera epidemic, and he's calling on everyone in Haiti and the international community to work together to ensure better health in future for the people of Haiti.
And you are doing this, falling back on some kind of diplomatic immunity, if you like, despite growing evidence that the Nepalese camp was the most likely source of the outbreak.
Well, the Secretary General formed a panel of four independent experts in January of 2011, and their job was to investigate and to seek to determine the source of the cholera outbreak in Haiti.
Martin Nezerki, a spokesman for the UN Secretary General, and on the line now, Brian Concannon, a human rights lawyer at the Boston-based Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. He represents some of the cholera victims suing the United Nations. So the UN says you can't really put the blame entirely at its feet.
The UN panel that made that recommendation, that was back in May of 2011. Since then, one of the panel members has said if she knew now what she knew then, she would have been much stronger. UN Special Envoy to Haiti, Bill Clinton, said that the UN was, quote, the proximate cause of the cholera in Haiti. And so it's really beyond dispute by anybody other than a UN spokesperson that the UN is, in fact, responsible for this. The only real question is whether the UN will, in fact, take responsibility.
Well, as of now, they don't appear to be. What legal recourse is now open to you?
Well, we're going to go to a national court, either in Haiti, the U.S., or Europe. And what the U.N. is doing is it's hiding behind the immunity provisions it has under treaty and with its status of forces agreement with Haiti. And it does, in fact, have this immunity, but as part of that, the other end of the bargain is that the U.N. is required to set up an alternative mechanism for victims of its harm. And today it's refusing to do so, so that we can go into a national court and say that the immunity provisions should not be respected because the UN is not respecting its end of the bargain, which is to provide alternate justice for its victims.
So how do you interpret that decision last year by the UN to launch an initiative to eliminate cholera in Haiti by investing in clean drinking water and sanitation systems, which Mr. Nezerki was talking about there?
In practice, it's a great step in the right direction. It's actually what we asked for in our claims when we filed them in November of 2011. In practice, it's problematic. What the UN has done now, this is about over 2 years since the epidemic has been raging in Haiti, the UN has agreed to get behind a plan whose details have not yet been announced and has found 10% of the funding for that plan, most of which is repurposed grants from that have not been delivered for other purposes. So it's an extremely slow and cautious response, and one that's not stopping the killing. Just in the past year, over 900 people have died officially, and in fact, the death rates for December and January were higher than they were for the December and January for the year before. So this is an extremely urgent matter. People are dying, and the UN is not responding with the urgency that the situation requires.
Mr. Concannon, many thanks. Brian Concannon, a human rights lawyer at the Boston-based Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti.